Hello everyone and welcome to our Monday Motivation Talk. This is the Leaders Connect podcast and it's always a great honor to be here with you. If you're listening to me on the podcast, welcome, welcome, and I'm so happy to have you back again. If you're joining us from TikTok, welcome, welcome, welcome. Give yourself a pat on the back because you've made the right choice to start the week well, to start the week right, with fellow sisters and brothers that are on the same journey as you are, and this is the personal growth journey. So today's topic is relationships. We want to nurture our relationships. Last week, Pastor Steve talked to us about friendships, and he asked us a question, who is a friend? Who is a friend? And so today we're going to carry on from where he left off and talk about relationships. And this is our starting point. Today's, first of all, let me start off with a quote. I always love to start off with a quote, just like my mentor, Dr. John C. Maxwell, does. So relationships become better when we tear down the walls that divide us and build bridges that bring us together. Relationships become better when we tear down the walls that divide us and build bridges that bring us together. And so what is the objective of today's teaching? We want to build bridges so that we can increase our friendships and build better relationships. At this point, if you haven't grabbed your paper and pen, I want to invite you to do so. It's going to be a marathon. I believe we're going to do 30 minutes. And then after that, we will invite our pastor, Pastor Steve, to come and conclude or tie everything together for us. Then we will have Sheila, Eva, I hope she can make it today, come and conclude for us with her beautiful gift of singing. And that during in between there, if you have any questions, feel free to post them in the comment section and our moderators will capture those and we will handle those during Pastor Steve's session. So here we go. I believe by now you have your paper and pen and we're good to go. So we start by the usual statement that relationships are a choice. You see, one of the greatest gifts that God gave us and that you can give your child or your employees or your followers is the gift of choice. Present them with the tools that they need and then give them the choice or free will to choose what they want. So relationships are a choice. All bridges have one thing in common, and they take you from where you are to where you want to go. In today's teaching, we will discover that relationships are like bridges. You see, the beauty of bridges is, one, bridges take effort to build, but they are able to connect us from one point to another, from one person to another. They're the connection between one person to another. For example, there's this quote, and it's actually, I believe it's a book. There's a book also. It's just a saying. The 9 degrees of separation. Is it? No, the 6 degrees of separation. Oh my God, I'm saying my own things today. And what that means is anybody in the world that you can think of, that person is only 6 people away. And that is the beauty of working on building bridges. Because if you have built good bridges, then you can be able to reach anybody in the world. For example, for me, if I was to look closely using the connections that I have, someone like my president right now, President Biden, is just 1 or 2 connections away from me because of my mentor and the people that surround me. My mentor is Dr. John C. Maxwell. If you look closely, if I wanted to reach Ruto, I am 1 connection away, because Martha Karua is my friend. And if you're my friend, then that means that you are maybe 3 or 4 connections or even 2 connections away from the people that I've mentioned. And that is how life is. That's how the world is. We need to focus on building relationships, building bridges, and tearing down the walls that separate us. Bridges bring people together. Bridges take effort to build. Bridges make life better. The questions you must be asking yourself: am I a bridge builder or a wall builder? Am I building walls or am I building bridges? You see, walls separate us from others. It doesn't matter what the others means. It could be from the outside world. It could be from cold. It could be from extreme heat. It could be that wall is protecting you from, or separating you from, danger, right? But walls not only separate us from others, but they could also separate us from growing our relationships and in building our connections. While on the other hand, bridges bring people together. Relationships are a choice. And you may ask yourself, wall or bridge? You see, people can usually trace their success and failures to their relationships in their lives. Building bridges to others and for others is the best way to have good relationships with them. And so here's a question that I want to pose to you and myself today. Are you a wall builder or are you a bridge builder? The purpose of today's call, or rather today's talk, is for us to build more bridges and break down the walls that are separating us from others. Could they be cultural, racial, or religion-wise, or whatever it is that is separating us? What is it that is creating these differences? We want to bring down those walls so that we can build our relationships, so that we can build bridges that will connect us. Bridges take effort. Every time you cross a bridge, remember, it took effort to build. And it takes effort to maintain it. That is also true with relationships. Social media is a bridge to initiating relationships. It's a good place to start. It's not a good place to stay. There is no strong commitment from either person, and often it has a passive approach to others. So social media relationships have very little potential to reward a person with great depth, but it's a good place to start. Once you understand people, you will also understand that it takes time and effort to become a good friend to them. I don't want to go into details of talking about a friend because Pastor Steve did it so well last week. And I want to read for us 10 things, 10 facts that you need to know about people. 10 facts that we need to know about people. Fact number one, people are insecure. Give them confidence. If there are any married men in the house or any men that are dating, you know, a lot, you know, sometimes ladies get insecure and they want to be reminded that they are loved, right? Children want to be reminded that they are loved. Men also do want to be reminded that they are loved. So people are insecure. Give them confidence. Number two, people like to feel special. Compliment them sincerely. Sincerely compliment them. People like to feel special. Sincerely compliment them. Tell me, how do you feel when someone comes to your live stream or to a live stream where you are sitting in the guest, and either they compliment how you look, or they compliment your profile picture or your green screen, or they compliment your typing, your way of communicating? It feels good, especially when it's a sincere compliment, isn't it? That is the truth. So people like to feel special. Sincerely compliment them. People like to feel People look for a better tomorrow. Show them hope. There's a lot of hopelessness out there on this platform. There are some platforms that you will go to and you will just feel as if the world is coming to an end the next minute. People look for a better tomorrow. Show them hope. People need to be understood. Listen to them. Have you ever had a conversation with someone and truly, truly you feel they are not understanding you? And you try to explain yourself and you're not getting an opportunity to explain yourself so that you can be understood. It is such a frustrating experience. I've been there. So people need to be understood. Listen to them. Take time to listen to them. I want to use an example. Yesterday, I was looking at, I happened to visit the late Brian Chira's page, and may he continue resting in peace. And one of the things, one of the lessons that I learned about him is he was a good listener. He was a good listener. He could have been playing a match, and the other person, the opponent, is saying 1, 2, 3 things, and he would listen even when the things that were being said were not pleasant. Listening to others is a gift. When someone else is talking, just listen. Give them the time. In fact, in communication, we say that when you speak, when someone else is speaking, when you talk over someone, you are stepping on the, it's like stepping on someone's feet intentionally. You just step, you raise your foot and you step on them. Not kind at all. So people need to be understood. Listen to them. People lack direction. Navigate for them. People lack direction. Navigate for them. You see, that's a very tricky one because not everybody wants you to navigate for them. And it's sometimes a delicate, it's sometimes a delicate thing to do when you want to, when you see someone heading the wrong direction and you want to help, but you don't have a relationship to that with that person and you don't know how things will turn out. And that is the purpose of today's talk, for us to focus on building bridges, building connections, building relationships that are strong, so that when we need to help someone or to say something to a person, we are not wondering, what will they think? How will they take me? If you have a relationship with a person, you can always ask them, I've made an observation on XYZ. Could I talk to you about what I'm seeing? You know? But if this person is a total stranger or it's a person that you see from afar, it would be difficult for you to even share your thoughts with them. So people lack direction. Navigate for them. People are selfish. Speak to their needs first. People are selfish. Speak to their needs first. Ah, you may be needing something, but someone else needs it. You'll be like, okay. For example, you're trying to get to a door. You're trying to get into a building, and both of you, one of you needs to go first, and you're in a hurry. Instead of opening the door and then hitting the person behind you with the door as you rush to where you're going, why don't you hold the door for them and you let them go first? It won't take much time. Or even if you need to go first, still hold the door for them until they come in. Okay? People are selfish. Speak to their needs first. Remember, we're talking about 10 facts about people. And then the next one is people get emotionally low. Encourage them. Welcome, Nyox. People get emotionally low, encourage them. If there's a time the Kenyan community has ever needed us to come together, it is now. Because we have all experienced an emotional low. Some of us have experienced the lowest of the lowest during this season, the last 1 week. Actually, the last few weeks have been quite tricky with so much going on the platform. But the last 1 week has been the most difficult for all of us as a Kenyan community. People get emotionally low. Encourage them. Be an encourager. There are people in life that when you talk to them, they always raise your spirit. They push you up. You feel their presence, feeling empowered, inspired, encouraged, loved, appreciated, seen. Umeonekana. And then there's another category of people. You live, anytime you're in their presence, you feel discouraged, you feel low. People get emotionally low. Encourage them. In fact, there's a saying that my mentor likes to use, and he says that people are like elevators. And there are some elevators, when you get into, they never go up. All they do is go down. And there are people that are like that. When you're in their presence or when you get into their space, they never go up. They never encourage you. They just bring you down, all the way down to the basement. And then there's another category of people. When you get into their elevator, it doesn't matter what's going on in their life. It doesn't matter who they are or the environment you're in. The elevator always goes up. Up, up, up. Let us focus on being the people that are bringing hope and encouraging that person. Don't be the reason that pushes that person to the edge of the cliff. Don't be the reason. Be the person, or be the reason someone was almost falling, and you stretch your hand and you get them. And you show them hope and you show them love. So people get emotionally low, encourage them. People want to be associated with success. Help them win. People want to be associated with success. Help them win. Do you know something that could help another person? Don't hold on to it. Be a river. Don't be a reservoir. Be a river. Let blessings flow through you. If you look at people that blessings flow through them, these people are blessed. And we keep on asking ourselves, why is it that blessings always locate certain people? I want to give an example. My BFF is not here, but he's one of those people. And I want to use him as an example because we all know him. Kamau Mwangi, he is a river. He gives out whatever knowledge he has, whatever wisdom he has, whatever he has in his hand or in his heart, he releases for others. And when you interact with him, he's quiet. But when you get to interact with him, you realize that he has so much knowledge in so many things. Why? Because he's a river and not a reservoir. On the other hand, think of a reservoir. Think of a dam. What happens in a dam? That water does not have an outlet. It does not have It doesn't have a source, and it doesn't have an outlet. Such water grows mold and all sorts of funny plants, algae and all. And such waters do not sustain life. Why? Because it doesn't have a source, or it doesn't have an outlet. So there's no way of this water getting fresh. Let us aim at becoming a river. A river, not a reservoir, not a dam. Let blessings flow through us. Let's share the knowledge we have. Let's share the blessings that we have. Even when we don't have anything, the little that we have, let us share with others. And sometimes being a river or allowing blessings to flow through us means that we have to hold our tongue. We don't always have to say what we are thinking. You don't always have to speak up your mind. Because by so doing, you could be hurting the other person. We were having a conversation the other day about a friend that had a deep Meru accent in high school. And someone made fun of him, and they said how that person terrorized them in their first years of high school with their deep Meran accent. And they actually imitated them. And the person took it very personal. Why? We may not know the full story, but this could be something that this person has been shamed about over and over all their life. And then here we go. We're thinking it's a joke, or we needed to speak our mind. And we say it, and it comes out the wrong way, and it injures this person. It hurts them. Let's be careful what we say to others. You could be highlighting someone's forehead, and that is probably the one thing that they don't like about their body. Or someone has said something or done something that has hurt them so deeply in connection to that feature of their body, right? So my mom always tells me that I don't have to be the one to break the news. We can let the news anchors break the news. It doesn't have to come from me. And people don't always have to know what you're thinking about. Don't be a book that people can read to a point where they know that if I throw, like a vending machine, if I throw a coin in there, 25 cents, I'll get this and that is worth 25 cents, right? Be mysterious a little bit. Hold back what needs to stay with you. And what cannot bless another person, keep it with you. In fact, I want to encourage you not to think about it or dwell on it. Let it go. So, where are we? People want to be associated with success. Help them. What do you know that I should know? What do you know that I could benefit from? Share with me. Where are the jobs in Nairobi? Where are the jobs in Embu? Where are the jobs in Mombasa? Do you know of a person that is looking for a job? Share what you have with them. Do you know a TikToker that could benefit from something? Share with them. You don't have to get too close to them. But holding on to that information or holding on to that opportunity doesn't serve you either. It will be more blessed for you to share with them or share with someone else, and you watch them flourish and succeed, than you holding on to it and it's not helping you. Let me tell you something. I personally love, love, love when I see my friends succeeding. And God has blessed me with all sorts of friends. I have some friends that are very senior in years, some friends that are very senior in their careers, some friends that are very senior when it comes to wealth. And guess what? I don't feel the need to compete with them. If anything, I am so happy when I see my friends succeeding and I can actually beat my chest and say, hey, I have a friend that's a medical doctor. Let me find out for you what you need to do in this situation. Oh, I have a friend that is in finance in this and this company. Let me connect you with them. Oh, I have a friend that works in the government. Let's see what we can do about your situation. You see, for me, I'm happy to be associated with people that are above me, that are better than me, because what that does, it motivates me to work harder, to be better. I don't want to be in a class where I am number one and I'm being celebrated life right, left, and center. When I'm in such a situation or such a class, that means I'm not growing. But if I'm in a class where I am maybe even the last one or somewhere in the bottom half, that means very soon I will be growing, I'll be learning from those that are ahead of me. So people want to be associated with success, help them win. Then the second last point, people desire meaningful relationship. Provide a community. People desire meaningful relationships, provide community. What that means is build communities, TikTok groups, TikTok communities, TikTok lives that are influential, that will add value to others. Why? Because people desire meaningful relationships. When we build strong relationships, the next level up is a community. Can you imagine a positive community? Can you imagine if we all came together and we had one agenda, what we could do? Look at what has happened in the last few days. Looking at the late Brian Shearer's funeral arrangements and all. When people came together, when the community came together, we achieved more. We were able to go far together. Let us work on building bridges instead of walls that separate us. And the last point is people seek role models. People seek models to follow. Be an example. Be an example. You see, a lot of times, we see people that are lost, especially the younger generation, and it is not that's where they desire to be, but it's because they haven't found the right role models. People seek role models to follow. Be an example. It doesn't matter where you are in life, what stage you are in life, but someone looks up to you. You're a Paul. What I mean by a Paul, Paul was a mentor to who? Maybe I should use a different example that is more relatable. In life, there are three categories of people. There are people who mentor you. There are people that are in the same level as you are. These are your encouragers, people that will nudge you when you're sleeping, and they'll be like, hey, wake up, we gotta get going. And then there are people that we mentor, or mentees. So you have someone that looks up to you. It doesn't matter whether it's in your family, in your community, at work. Be an example that they can follow, because they are seeking a role model. If you are an employee somewhere, lead by example. Be a man or a woman of integrity, and a man or a woman that keeps their word. Why? Because people seek role models to follow. Be an example. Our mantra, Team SC Daniel, as you can see on the poster, or our slogan is lead by example, leading by example. And I see someone like Alan is wearing his badge. If you look closely at his badge, right below the second half, it says lead by example. We need to be the change that we desire to see, not only in the world, but on this platform. Thank you, Melvin, for sharing, for mentioning Timothy. Absolutely, Timothy it is. Okay, so those are the 10 points. People are insecure, give them confidence. People like to feel special, sincerely compliment them. People look for a better tomorrow, give them hope. People need to be understood, listen to them. People lack direction, navigate for them. People are selfish, speak to their needs first. People get emotionally low, encourage them. People want to be associated with success. Help them win. People desire meaningful relationships. Provide a community. People seek role models to follow. Be an example. So, today and this week, I think we are at the 30-minute mark, 29 minutes. And I want us to stop right here so that we can continue with part two next week. Today and this week, I want us to focus on tearing down the walls in our lives, in our relationships, and start building bridges. This week, starting from today, we focus on tearing down any walls that we have built around us in our relationships on this platform and start building bridges. You see, there's nothing so difficult than trying to navigate somewhere, and every direction you turn, you make a few steps, there's a roadblock or there's a wall. You finally manage to escape that, take a detour, and then you take a few steps and there is another detour, or rather another wall. What would happen if we mended our relationships? What would happen if we brought down the walls that are separating us and we choose to be kind to one another? We choose to be polite. You know, you don't have to be in talking terms. We don't have to be in each other's space. But at least we can be in a place where if your enemy, in brackets, needs you, at least you're there to show love. You're there to help them. And you don't have to engage further with that person. But at the hour of need, be there. Let's come together. Did you see what happened last week when Team Kenya came together? It didn't matter who is in which group does not get along with who. But look what happened. We were able to come up with what we've come up for so far for Brian Shearer. This week, let us bring down the walls that separate us. And did I say bridges? Let us bring down the walls that separate us and build walls, or rather build bridges that will connect us with every platform. That change has to begin with me. It has to begin with you. One-on-one relationships. So anyway, to be continued, that brings us to the end of this first part. We'll continue with part two next week. Do you have any questions? Put them in the comment section. And Pastor Steve, I want to bring you to just tie all this together for us. Thank you so much, guys, for being amazing and for being here. And we'd love to see your comments, your takeaway home points. Please feel free to post them in the comment section.
Hey, it's Daniel. You can find someone. Hey. Wow.
That's who
that's
you
definition.
Are. That and much more.
Thank you so much. Wow. Wow. Hey, I never knew. Thank you so much, Jesse Daniel. Indeed, you are one of a kind. An example to many. A motivational leader. You have made us who we are today. We learned from you. We joined when we were blank, only to come and learn that we can become something. So let me say special thanks to you. You have been a big impact to us personally, to me as an individual. A lot of things that I know, I acquired them from you. The courage, the wordings, the flow, all that I learned from you. So a special thanks to you. And I will never forget that. Thank you. Wow. We were trying to begin earlier onwards. Internet was a bit challenging, but now here we are. It's good that we can recall the topic of last week. It means a lot. Now, today I want us to connect two topics, and the two topics are going to play a major role to us. The first question and the main topic that you are going to be looking at, someone might ask, why such a topic? But very crucial. Welcome back, Lisa. The topic today is, who is in your circle And does it matter? Who is in your circle? And does it matter? Once we begin there, we will go to a place where we are now going to break down to revealing your true identity. Because after understanding who is in your circle and understanding if it matters, then you are going to now look to the point of how now do you reveal your real identity. Thank you, I am Stylish. It's very important to ask ourselves that question. Who is in your circle? And does it matter? Well, it means a lot. Welcome, GK. Good to see you. Well, it means a lot to understand your circles. Thank you, Stylish. How do you reveal your true identity? Those are the two things that we shall define today. Those are the two main things that we shall dig deep to understand the Monday motivation. We begin by asking ourselves, looking at your circle, try to look at your circle right now. If you are told to close your eyes for a minute, or maybe for 5 seconds, to look at your circle. Okay, not if you are told. Take 10 seconds. Close your eyes and look at the circle around you. In your mind, in that moment that you are closing your eyes, who is your circle? Who is your circle? In 10 seconds, just try to look at your circle. Imagine your circle. After 10 seconds, we pick it up. You have clearly looked at your circle. Now, after looking at that, ask yourself this question. Does your circle, does that circle matter to you? Take 5 seconds. Does that circle that you imagined, does it matter to you? Give us a yes or a no on the comment section. Yes, we have taken 10 seconds to imagine the circle we are in. Now, in 10 seconds, does it matter to you? On the comment section, a yes or a no. So that we can now be able to understand better. Does it matter to you? I'm waiting to see yes or no. Yes, 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 exactly. Your circle means everything to you. Thank you so much for the responses. Your circle means a lot to you. And there's a famous quote that always says that you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. You are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. You want to understand how someone enters into alcoholism? You want to understand how someone becomes famous? You want to understand how someone enters into spirituality? You want to understand how someone goes into a wrong direction or the right direction? The circle that he or she associates himself with. A lot of time, you find that there are people who do things not because they feel okay doing them, but because their circle demands them to do them. When you reach to that point where you are doing things not because you want to do, but because you want to impress your circle, then you are beginning to lose direction. The moment you discover that whatever you are doing is not because you want to do it, but it is simply because there's a team that you want to please. then you have begun to lose direction. Thank you, Sister Danielle. It is always a big challenge because at times we try to impress our circle until we forget we exist. You hear people saying that I lost myself trying to look for you. People forget that yes, as much as your circle matters a lot to you, you matter the more. You should not lose yourself trying to look for your circle. You should not reach to a point, and if my network is not stable, kindly you tell me on the comment section, because I see it's red. So if it's not stable, you just alert me. I change. Where was I? Oh, you should never lose yourself trying to look for someone else. And that is why I'm not going to say that this is what happens. It's just an example. You find and you hear people or someone saying that so-and-so committed suicide because the person he or she used to love has not given back the same love. To mean this person gave all and forgot he or she existed. When you give your all until you forget yourself, you have begun to lose the direction. Now, looking at who is in your circle. At times, the person is in your circle might not be a person in real sense. It might be your social media. There are some people that their circle is surrounded with by social media. From morning to night, they will not talk with someone. They will not respond to someone. If you go to their WhatsApp, they have more than 100 messages. They are not reporting to work on time because social media has taken over the time. In speaking about that, you should not be a slave to your circle. You should not be entangled, or you should not be made a slave. Ashila, am I hanging? Someone to confirm kindly. I know I had issues with the network. I see Sheila is saying something is not okay. Sheila, how is it now from your end? Confirm from your end if it's okay right now. Our Tazanite is okay. I need only 5 okays to know that everything is okay. It's quite okay. Thank you, Lisa. 3 more will do us justice. It's okay, Mzungu. Mars from my end. Nope. Okay. 2 more will do us justice. It's okay, Amani. Last person. It's okay, it's okay. Thank you. So, it matters a lot when we spend much or when you make your circle to be all about social media. Now, at times, we have gone to an extra mile where people have lost destination, people have lost their goals because of number one, social media. Their mind, their heart, their everything is surrounded by social media. When they wake up in the morning, instead of even waking up to say hi to the family, they wake up to say hi to the phone. We are coming to the circle of people, but let us begin on the social media. Instead of someone waking up to say hi to the family, they wake up to say hi to their friends. They wake up to check the last meme. To mean you are too much into a platform, to a point that you are beginning to lose yourself. And when you lose yourself, you discover that this a disease is a habit. And if you do not overcome it, it will overcome you. If you do not control yourself, if you do not control your behavior now turns out to control you. If you do not control your circle turns to control you. That is why, for example, if you always hear people saying that if you do not control your marriage controls you, if you do not control your friendship controls you. Some people will do things not because they want, but because they allowed the situation to control them instead of the other way around. When you allow your circle to control you, you do not have control over your own life. And I know that is where the biggest problem comes in the picture. You are doing things not because you want. You wonder, what is happening? Situations are now... because you allowed your circle to take over your life. Am I communicating? You should not allow the circle to control you. You are the one to control your circle. You should not allow your friends to control you. You are the one to control them. And how do you do that? First, you stand up and own your life. Because owning your life means a lot. It begins by your conversational skills. Your opinion, you should also have an opinion in your life. When people tell you, no, let's go this way. You should also have an opinion. No. You people can go. I think today I cannot go. Not that every time they say, let's go this way, you just follow behind and say, oh, it's okay, no problem. The biggest challenge that comes and brings us down is that we no longer have opinion of our own lives. You do not have a say in your own life. People can just come and say anything, but you cannot respond back because you are no longer in charge of your own life. People can come, abuse you, and do everything to you. You don't respond back. Why? Because you have lost control. My network is back. I hope my network is back. Okay, there you go. The biggest challenge we have is we allowed people to be on us. Understand one thing. Having a friend does not mean being a slave. Let me say that again. Having a friend does not mean being a slave. Because when you become friends to someone, it does not mean now that you are going to be a slave to that person. That if they cough, you have to respond back. No. Having a friend does not make you a slave. Having a friend gives you more freedom, but protected freedom. The moment you allow your circle, the moment you allow your friends to dictate how you do things, when you try to be positive and they are negative, you will find that
We're losing you, Pastor Steve. We can't hear you. Welcome back, Pastor Steve. Yes, we can hear you now. Welcome back.
Sorry, I don't know what today is my network. Thank you. My network today is messing around. Sorry for that. So, it is very, very important to understand that your circle can affect you positively or negatively. And the biggest challenge we have is that your circle will dictate how you walk, how you talk. And that is why you hear, there used to be a quote that says, show me your friends and I will tell you who you are. How does your friends affect you? How does your circle affect you? You need to note one thing, that it might look like a small thing in the beginning. Today they tell you, oh, don't go this direction, you listen. Tomorrow they tell you this, listen. The more it continues, the more it becomes hard to get out of it. Why am I saying that? Think of this picture. A 20-liter water jar or a 20-liter mtungi for those of us who have been there before. If you are to take a 20 liters bottle. If you are to take a 20 liters bottle and that water is dirty, we used to purify the 20 liters water with a small liquid called Lifeguard. It's very small. So the same situation now happens to us when you allow people to take over. A whole you will be transformed by very small thing called Lifeguard, called friendship. And remember, it is better to lose. Oh, Jerrican, thank you. Some of us to Lilelo shall go. It is important to note that you can purify a 20 liters water in a jerrican with just one bottle of Lifeguard. But it is the same thing you have to understand, that a 20 liters water jerrican can be poisoned with one bottle of poison. Yes, the situation is the same here, that a small amount of Lifeguard can be able to purify water, but small amount of poison can be able to ruin the whole thing. Now, this is now going to be associated with friends. Positive surrounding friends will transform your life to positivity. Negative friends will transform your life to negativity. You cannot escape that mathematics. And that is why you have to ask yourself, yes, I have been with these friends for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 year. How have they transformed my life? Have they transformed me positively or negatively? Because it is your circle that has to get or to show the best in you, not the worst in you. If you want to kill someone through their friends. Because they open up to their friends and share with them everything. If you want to save someone, save them through their friends. If a police officer will want to arrest me today, they will go to my circle because they know it is through my circle that they can get me. Now, that is how important your circle is. And that is why when I was beginning, I was asking the question, does your circle matter? It matters a lot. The reason is clear. In case something happens on a daily basis, or for example, something bad happens to you, God forbid, the first people that the police officer will always look at is the circle around you. This man is missing. The circle is the first place. So the circle matters a lot in the life of someone. But the big question is, for the last 6 months, how has your circle helped you to transform positively? Hi, my diary. How has your circle helped you to become yourself? Have they contributed positively? Have they contributed negatively? Is the question to ask ourselves this day. Friends and relationships, those two things are very crucial. Yes, our friends make us or break us. How has your circle helped you to transform? Have they? Well, I will not say you respond on the comment section, because we don't want to get surprises. Moving on. Does your circle clap for you when you are on the next step? Or does your circle slap you when you're on the next step? Does your circle clap for you, or does your circle slap you? Because both will have to lift up their hands, either to clap for you or to slap you. To clap for you is to celebrate you. To slap you is to bring you down. Now, what happens with the circle? Do they clap for you? Do they slap you? Do they say, wow, our friend has made it. Congratulations, our friend. Or do they say, this man is going nowhere. It is that circle that dictates how you come out, how your mind is going to be. And when you're speaking about friendship, we are speaking about the inner circle and outside the outer circle. Remember, there are some people you can bring into your life, but not into your house. And when you're speaking about that, it has a deep meaning. Bringing people into your life and bringing people into your house has a different meaning. I bring someone to my house, someone who means a lot to me. I bring someone to my life because I have met them. They have told me they don't have transport and I have paid for them. But paying for them did not mean that now they have qualified to come to my house. Someone can be in my house, but I will not pay for their transport. So letting people in your life is different from letting people in your house. Where is between the two? Where is secretive? Is it your house or in your life? Because the biggest thing people need to understand is that we meet people on a daily basis. Maybe you're on your way to town, you meet a street child and he's saying, uncle, buy for me this. You buy for the person. You have brought the person in your life. Because in that, the life of that person is going to say, so and so helped me. But you have not brought them to your house. When you're speaking about bringing people to your house, Can you leave that person in your house and say, okay, let me go out and pick something for an hour? Or will you be afraid saying, hey, who have I let at my house? Now, that is where I now want to now bring you to that point. Is this someone you're saying to bring to the house? Is this someone who can even say, okay, I have left you in this house without a CCTV. I know I'm still safe. Or is it someone who you are leaving and then you are calling your neighbor? Hello, can you go to the house and just behave as if you are waiting for me? Yes, they are in your circle. But to at what level can you trust them? Do you trust them with your life? Do you trust them with your heart? Do you trust them with your mind? Do you trust them with your secrets? Because you might have a big circle, but out of that circle, you know that, yes, this is my circle, but this one is a Judas in my life. Just like a good example you can use, being a pastor, I can use this one. Just like Jesus, in his circle, he had the Judas, he had the Peter, and he had two people. Same case applies in our circle. Yes, it is in your circle, but deep down in that circle, there are friends who, when they hear that you have made an achievement, they will be like, okay. Yet you know them. But you don't just tell them, no, I have discovered who you are. And the best thing to know is, it is good to know your circle and get prepared for anything that can happen. For those who can hold a knife behind your back, you are just aware, oh, this is my circle, but they can just stab me at the back. Oh, this is my circle, they can defend me in court. Ah, this is my circle. If something was to be said today, they will join the team and say, okay, kill him. Yes, that is what they do. Let me tell you, if there is a place where you will get heartbreaks, disappointment is your circle. But it is good if you are aware of your circle and you know, okay, this one will laugh at me, not because they want to show they are part of me, but because they are hiding their identity. There are some people who will ask you, how is it going? Just to confirm if the witchcraft was successful. Just to confirm if the witch doctors they went to, they managed to bring you down. So when they ask you, how is it going? And you tell them, all is well. Then they confirm, my witch doctor is not doing a good job. So not everybody who asks you, how is it going, is wishing you well. Not everybody who asks you, how is everything? Oh, how is your son? How is your kids? Not all who are asking means good, and they are in your circle. But the good thing is to identify them and understand, as much as this man is asking about my welfare, I know he does not wish me well. Just to be prepared. The worst part is when you get them asking and you're like, okay, wow, people love me. No. They might be asking not because they love you. Others are asking to know, okay, the next plan is this. By the way, how is it going? How is your job? When you tell them, they now know, oh, this is the place we are going to attack next. And that is why some time back when we were having some Monday motivation, I was saying, not all secrets are worth sharing with everybody. Not everything is worth sharing with everyone. You hear situations and you hear cases that as so and so was robbed 5 million from bank. Then you ask yourself, how did they know he had 5 million? It is the people he thought was the right circle that said, okay, now this man has 5 million. Please go and take that money from him. But he was not conscious enough to understand my circle is the circle. So understanding your circle will help you big time to know who to share with and what to share with. Your circle will help you to identify the right track to follow and the wrong track to follow. Your circle plays a major role. And even before they bring transformation to your life, understand that it is through that circle that can bring you down. If someone wants to attack a president today, if someone wants to attack the president, they will not go to other people or all that. They will go to the bodyguard because they know that the circle of the president is the bodyguard. Same case, if people want to bring you down, they will not go far. They will go to your friends. And that is why I'm telling you, and I always repeat on a daily basis, be very careful with your circle. It is very crucial. Ask yourself this question. Why do you always hear cases like, okay, sex tape has leaked? How did it leak? In the first place, it means it was with someone too close to that person. Okay, I'm not saying that this should be done. I'm not saying that people should be recording them. But I'm just using that example because we have all had such cases happening. When you hear something that has leaked, there is no way something can leak from your enemy. Something leaks from people you call your friend. You hear someone is dying because of depression because his secret was exposed. Remember, we do not share secrets with enemies. We share secrets with people we call friends. And who are these people we try to call friends? People that are around us. People we call the friends, people we call our circle. It is those people that we call circle that bring us down or take us up. It is those people that we say, oh, these are my friends, that will kill you or help you up. In fact, other people, when they hear that so-and-so has died, they do not go because they are mourning. They're just going to confirm, yeah, did this man go and this and this? They come to analyze. The casket is, it is not even expensive. When you see them in burials also, it is not because they were caring too much for that person. It's because they are coming to analyze. Oh, so this man did not have a house. The way he was proud TikTok. Yeah, you mean this man? This is how he's... They analyze. Yet, they are calling themselves circle. Others, they will say, no, don't worry. Let me help to carry the casket. To confirm, Kumbe, this man had not eaten. He's this light. It is the best thing to understand your circle. And I always say, not a mosquito is aware of a lot of things. A mosquito knows that when someone is clapping, he has two meanings. Maybe he wants to kill it, or maybe he's running away from it. But you have to be acting like a mosquito because you know when this man is clapping, possibility of hitting me and killing me is very high. So what a mosquito does is when it sees someone clapping, it runs away because it knows this clapping might look like celebration, but in real sense, if it hits me, I am down. And if you live with that mentality of a mosquito, that when you see someone clapping, you just divert your way, we will go far. Because a mosquito knows that if by mistake it enters in between the two hands, it's dead. Same case appears to us. You will see people clapping and you're saying, wow, people celebrating me. But in real sense, they are trying to see how can we bring you down. Your circle. If there's one thing that you should be too cautious about, and the people who say, I don't know, I know this man. In fact, it is painful when you can hear sometime police officers saying, I have talked to, I have managed to be, have good friends of mine who are police officers. They say, in a case of an accident or in a case where someone dies, this is what someone says. Okay, they call the person, the last person in the contact list. And you hear when people go there, the first thing they do is they go to the pocket of the person. So to them, they do not care about, oh, so fare thee well. They do not care about that. They care about the pocket. And I was saying something yesterday. I think it's early this week. There's a video I posted where I was saying that people nowadays are lifting their phones more than they are lifting their feelings. People will see you being killed, but they will lift up their voice instead of lifting up their voices to call for help. Let me repeat that again. People will lift up their phones when you are being killed instead of lifting up their voices to call for help. You know, I came to learn that your circle can watch you dying when I was watching a documentary about antelopes. Now, this is what happens with antelopes. And you have all watched the animal movies. We can be able to relate with that. You find that antelopes will go as a team. Yeah? Now, those are the circle, yeah? I want us now to put ourselves in that picture. Now, replace that antelope with you. Antelope will always go as a team. But the moment a lion will catch one antelope, the rest will run away. Now, that is what our circles does, most of our circles. When a situation hits you, they run. They're in a position to gang up and say, no, we are too many. We can overturn the problem. But instead of coming together, they say, no, way, what will happen next? No, let whatever happens happen to him. But there's one thing I love so much about something like elephants and all that. When their friend is in problem, they will say, no. We are big. We can go and tackle. And rhinos also. When a lion catches a rhino, instead of them running away, they join forces and attack the problem and they save their friend. Now ask your friends this question. Are your friends antelopes or are your friends rhinos? Is your circle full of antelopes or is your circle full of elephants? Who join forces to save you and not antelope who join forces to run away? Who are your circle? You know them. Now, take 5 seconds. Try to imagine it is you now as an antelope, or it is you as an elephant, or a rhino maybe. Will your friends come for your rescue, or will they run for their safety? Biggest question to ask ourselves this night. After you understand that, all that, it is now time for you to take a book and begin to break down. In my circle, I have 20 friends. Friend number one is the friend who will come and stab me at the back when things are tough. Friend number two is the one who is going to sit next to me on my hospital bed and tell me I will not leave you. Friend number three, I'm not even sure about this one. Friend number four, now, have a paper. Write their friends down, even if they are 20 or 40. Write them down and now begin to tick and to cancel on friend number one, who is called Moyeng. What will happen to him? Friend number two, who is called Manging. What will he do when I'm in this situation? Friend number three, who is called Moshang. Friend number four, who is called Pokrish. Now, that is how you begin now to narrow down your list of friends or your list of the circle. I began with a good question of who? Look at your circle. Who is in your circle? That was the question we began with. Who is in your circle? I hope now we can be able to see why the question came like that. Who is in your circle? You have to be rhinos to attract the same. Now, who is in your circle? Are there elephants in your circle? Antelopes? Or these ones? Which ones am I speaking about? Still back, going back to the field. I love watching animals, and I learn a lot of things through watching them. In situation where there is drought, there are some animals called hyenas. Now, what hyenas does is they will say, we do not have food. So what are we going to do? We are going to kill one of us and eat that as our food. Now, those are also people in our circle. They will say, we do not have food on our table. Now, what are we going to do? We are going to kill one of us and begin to eat. That is how hyenas do. They kill one of their own and begin to eat. There are some friends in your circle who will say, hey, maze, kumekauka, tufanye aje, si tuuze uyu, tu sacrifice umse. And that is how they finish you as a friend. A lot of people have been sacrificed by their friends. My friend's name, so many. We had Kachum. Yeah? Imagine those friends. Those names, I was guessing them. I was guessing and looking at a name and trying to put words in between so that people will not say you mentioned my name. So friends like Familashi. Now take this example. There are many friends that have sacrificed their own. How is that? Oh, nani? Ule mtu analipwa leo. This man, he's supposed to be paid today. Now do this. Go back, go behind him, do this and this. The people you call friends, the people you call your circle, they sacrifice you to benefit. There are some friends who are going to sacrifice you so that it's going to benefit them. You see, people, PA is in the list and he's shocked. He's getting surprises. Now we have this, so far we have looked at three. And remember, we are learning with the example of animals. Number four, still animals. If there's one animal that is going to be loyal to you like anything else, is a dog. I have watched a documentary of a dog, a military dog, that even at the point of death, maybe the when the boss is, has died, a military, just go and watch those documentaries. When a dog, the boss to a dog dies, that dog will have what they do, the military, what they do. They make sure that they have gone with that dog to the coffin for the dog to confirm that my boss has died. Until then, the dog is going to find peace. There are friends who are very loyal to you. Too loyal. A dog is loyal enough to a point that it is better for it to be rained on. You see, yeah, Sheila has watched that documentary. There are some dogs, the dogs are too loyal that it has to be rained on for when it is waiting for the owner to come back home. And when the owner comes back, it is going to run in the rain just to welcome the owner of the house. Now, are there friends who can be that loyal in your life, in your circle? Are your friends as loyal as dogs? Are your friends as hungry as hyenas who are going to sacrifice you? Are your friends as close to you as antelopes, who are cowards like antelopes? Are your friends as brave as the rhinos and elephants who are going to say, no, you cannot touch our own? Now ask yourself those are four. Loyal like dogs, brave like rhinos, cowards like antelopes, and stupid like hyenas. Now, in your circle among those four, where do you find them? Let me repeat them. Are your friends as loyal as dogs? Is your circle as loyal as dogs? Number two, is your circle as stupid as hyenas, as coward as hyenas? Number three, are your circle as brave as rhinos? And number four, are your friends as stupid, coward, and like antelopes that will say, no, let him go. Sheila is saying you need to ask yourself which animal you resemble. There is no day you will find antelopes walking with rhinos. And that's reality. It is very important to understand our circle and ask ourselves this question. You see, Lisa is shocked. She's saying that I have hyenas, stupid antelopes too. Coward ones. It is very important to ask yourself this question this night. Who is in your circle? Now we have looked at those four. We can go on and on and on. But up to that point, ask yourself the question and answer on your own. Who is in your circle? Up to that point, even before we continue far or anything else, ask yourself the question, who is in your circle up to that point? Well, I don't want you to respond. Just ask yourself that question. Because at the end of the day, we have circles surrounding us. We have people we are calling our friends. We have a circle, yeah? You can be associated with your circle. Goodman is saying, find that one loyal. Goodman, you could have added loyal to make it even strong. Loyal. It is always loyal. It is funny because a dog, you can leave your child with a dog and it's not going to eat your child. It's going to protect it against anything. But now ask yourself, if you are left in the hospital, for example, let me take this example, yeah? If you are left in the hospital with your friend and the doctors say that, no, this man, he has to be with someone for 2 days, day in, day out. How many excuses will your friends begin to look to find? I have a wedding, I'm supposed to go, you know. Ask yourself that question. If you are admitted in hospital and the doctors say today that, no, this man has to, he cannot leave the hospital. He needs to be with people for 2 days. In your circle, who will say, I will be the first one? Who will say, I will be the second one? And who will say, you know, this, you know that, you know the other one, you know this one, you know this. In your circle. If you are in a situation where your friends have to save you from it, how many will come through? For you to now stop calling people and bringing people in your circle without understanding. It is one thing to understand that you cannot just bring anyone in your circle. Just like I said the first time, it is not a must for you to bring everyone to your house, but you can bring them to your life. And that's why you hear people, they have people they call friend, and they have people they call best friend. Being a stranger to me, okay, being in my contact list, and I want us to understand this, being in my contact list does not put you in my circle. Being in my contact list does not qualify you to be in my circle. You know, people will say, you know, how many people, I have 5,000 contacts. Okay, you have 5,000 contacts, but out those 5,000 contacts, if you are arrested today and you need someone to come and help you out, in the 5,000, how many will come? It is high time we stop boasting about the number of people we have and begin to boast about the number of loyal circle we have. Because it is never about the numbers. It is about loyalty. It is never about the number. It is about loyalty. Remember, antelopes go, and they are always many, almost 1,000 antelopes. But when one is in trouble, the 999 cannot go back to help it. Now, that's the same thing that happens with our contact list. You have 5,000, but in case you are in a situation, the 1,000 contacts cannot come back to help you. So it is high time we begin now to lose the numbers, because if there's one thing I love about elephants, elephants can walk, but you will never see elephants walking, going about 1,000 elephants. No. You will find almost 5 to 6 elephants, but not even one of them can be touched, and the others are watching. Dare to touch one, and the others will show you fire. I do not need a multitude of antelopes. I want a number of elephants in my life. It's high time we just sacrifice the multitude antelopes and just stick to a number of elephants. And with that, I close with this question. Who is in your circle? Is it a multitude of antelopes or is it a number of elephants? It's a question to ask ourselves this night. Thank you so much. Over to you, S. Daniel.